Well, Adelaide lost to Geelong by 38 points. They blew it in the last 15 minutes, Bone. Geelong won the contested ball. They just ran 6-0 after then. In the end, it was a disappointing loss. Their co-captain is Patrick Dangerfield. He joins us now. Paddy, you're battered and bruised, mate.
Yeah, very sore and sorry this morning, Rowan and Bone. So certainly disappointing, but I suppose we have to move on pretty quickly.
Guthrie just scragged, he grabbed, he pulled, he kicked, he punched. Not one free kick to you. I hope the club's going to ring the umpire's boss on your behalf, Paddy.
Yeah, it was certainly a tough battle, and we always know when we play against Geelong, it's a very contested type of game. But, yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't quite get across the line.
We had Andrew McLeod in our 5AA box as the analyser, and he was tagged pretty much his 360 games. He couldn't believe not one teammate did anything to Guthrie. Didn't run into him, block him, grab him, scrag him, make it physical toward him. Go and speak to Matty Wright, and they did it to him when he was tagging Stevie J. That's an area we've got to get better at, Paddy. They can't just let blokes hang on to you like that.
Yeah, we do, but at the same time, I mean, you've sort of got to make it personal when you play against someone that's playing really tight and try and expose their weaknesses. There was a few times throughout the night, Source laid a few good blocks, but you do have to beat them one-on-one at the end of the day, because we've got enough, you know, there's so many roles that individuals are playing game day that you do, at the end of the day, have to beat them one-on-one.
Got to start well, Paddy, and they got off to a flyer, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, and it sort of continued for the first three quarters as well. They jumped in the first quarter, in the first sort of 15 minutes, and then we were able to play some really good footy in the second half of the first three quarters, and then it was certainly very disappointing in the last quarter. And I think what really killed us was they scored out of their 11 goals, they scored 8 goals from turnovers. So basically, skill errors on our behalf.
There were a couple of things, sorry, Rowie, that in your game that probably let you down a little bit. And one of them was where they got their goals from and how they got them. 11 of them from inside 30. They were able to get the ball really deep into their forward line and score, which seemed to be a genuine challenge for you blokes.
Yeah, you're spot on. And that's something we spoke about before the game, the importance of getting deep inside 50 kicks. And I think certainly in the first half, we were quite shallow. We were sort of hitting the 50, the 40, 50-metre mark, but it doesn't really expose the defence one-on-one unless you do get it inside 30, and Geelong were certainly able to do that. And I think that was a bit from where we were turning the ball over. We were sort of turning it over at half-back, and when you turn it over there, they sort of almost, it's almost that shotgun reflex, and
yep,
they flung shot it back the other way.
Early, the entire team were just snatchy, fumbly, Paddy, you know, lacked a little bit of composure. I think the stat at half-time was 29 clangers. Then Geelong just ran it away with uncontested mark link-up footy from the half-back all the way there. You said 8 goals from turnovers. I've got it down as 14 goals, 4 from turnovers. Just didn't give yourselves a chance. That is a hard way to beat a team on their home dunghill, Paddy.
So that was 8 goals in the second half. Probably.
Oh, in the second half?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, no, you're spot on. I think very early on we were so eager to try and get in there and win the contested ball that we really didn't have great method inside the contest. And Geelong were able to have one or two players clean inside the contest and then flick it outside of the contest. And a loose ball get is considered a contested possession. And they really did. You know, when they did get the ball inside the contest, they literally handballed it 10 metres outside, and we were all so keen and eager to get inside and win the ball, we just didn't have great method in cutting off receivers at points throughout the game.
How are you going to have to convince yourselves that last 15 minutes, not getting your hand on the ball, contested ball, where they kick 6-0, isn't fitness?
Well, I think you'll find when you go back through the games, that last 15 minutes is when we'll have actually worked the hardest throughout the entire game. When you have the ball, you don't actually run as hard. So it's more about getting our hands on the ball and not making costly skill errors. I've got no doubt the highest work rate we'll have had would have been in the last 15 minutes because we don't have the ball. We're chasing Geelong and trying to win possession back.
Well, I must have seen it another way because you lost a stoppage and I could look at where that stoppage was lost and maybe one or two of your players broke defensively, and 3, 4, or 5 were tonguing it back about 20 metres away from where that contest was won. So I think some are doing it, Paddy, and others aren't.
No, that certainly happened, and I think in attack as well, we didn't run and carry as much as what we could have in the last 20 minutes of the game. We sort of kicked down the line, and that really did play into Geelong's hands because of the three tools that they play in defence. So against those sides, you have to move the ball off the line of play and try and expose them on the open side of the ground. And we were far too predictable with kicking along to their tools, which obviously plays into the way that they want to play and defend.
Don't want to pick on you too much, Paddy, because there was so much to like about the game. I mean, it's easy to forget that you hit the front sort of early in the last term and had a little bit of momentum. We seem to comment during the night about that overuse of handball, which appeared to sting you a little bit. Is that just, you know, early season, not nerves, but just getting acclimatised to game time, or why the overuse?
No, we did speak about that, Bone, and certainly against a side like Geelong, you really can't overuse the handball, and I think it's overuse to players that are standing still that really hurts you. It's okay, you know, I think, if you're flicking the ball around and you've got, you know, waves of Crows players running forward, that's okay. But I think we were doing it far too often when players were standing still, and you're a sitting duck if you're handballing it like that. And certainly we did overuse it when we could have just kicked it forward to our numbers at points.
They seem to take a fairly strong priority, or certainly prioritise keeping yourself and Scotty Thompson and Rory under sort of check as much as they possibly could. We didn't seem to be able to do the same to their three kings.
No, they certainly played some really good footy. Joel Salwood, we know he's an absolute star. And he played a really good game, as well as Jimmy Vartell, who played forward and kicked 4 goals. So that's certainly something that we can't let happen every week, and we certainly can't let that happen against Port Adelaide, because we know that they've got some really good quality mids and we can't afford to let them get off the chain.
Patrick Dangerfield, our guest, after their loss yesterday by 38 points to Geelong. We've got the showdown coming up. We'll get to Paddy on that. Did Caroline Wilson's article yesterday represent your thoughts fully in its entirety, Patrick?
It's a tough one, Roy, and I think anyone that's ever done any sort of interview, certainly with printed interviews, you know, you can chat on the phone for 20 minutes, but it's never going to be exactly what... They're never going to print everything that you spoke about throughout the interview. And certainly, the quotes that were used were certainly accurate, but it was also followed up with when I spoke about wanting to be a part of a successful side. I have no doubt that is the Crows, and we are going in the right direction despite, obviously, our loss last night. But I have every confidence in the world that we're going to be a very good side, and I'm certainly very happy living in Adelaide.
You called it media spin. What did she leave out specifically then?
Oh, I think sometimes articles can be pointed in one direction. Certainly from my point of view, I mean, I'm 1 year into a three-year contract, and I'm very, very happy in Adelaide. Of course, I want to be a part of a successful side, and I don't think you'd find a player in the AFL that would happily say, you know, success doesn't bother me one way or another. So I do want to be a part of a successful side, but I certainly believe that can be Adelaide this year, next year, and the following years after that.
Timing of it wasn't flash. You have no say in that. It was interviewed on Monday. Do you actually like the concept of free agency?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think the game is following trends overseas, especially in the NBA and the NFL. And I think we will continue to follow that. But certainly I do agree with, I suppose, where the clubs are coming from and where the AFL is coming from, that you have to pay your dues to the club that invested so much into you. And certainly with every drafted player, I think if you work it out from a time management and costs, each player probably costs you a couple $100,000 a year with the resources that clubs put into you. And you don't really get that back until your third, fourth, and so on years after that. The first couple of years is a real learning process. So I think it's about right where it is at the moment with 8 to 10 years.
Hey, Paddy, it was probably the timing of the article that wasn't great. Did you get a chance to discuss it with the players as a group before you played or before you ran out on the ground?
No, look, players are certainly aware with what happens in the media, and and how certain things are perceived, so it's not something that we worry about at all as players.
Paddy, you've got 2 years to run on your current contract. That article said it's not money, it's not Adelaide, it's not the pull of home. Your decision will be based on team success. So in your head, what's the pass mark for the next 2 years?
There's certainly no number of wins or losses that I think determines that. And you'll certainly agree with this, and I know you will as well, Bone. Footy is so much... You get so much more enjoyment out of it, and you enjoy the week so much more when you're actually winning. And I get incredibly envious of those sides that just, you know, rarely ever lose. So I'm really confident if we can get our best players in the park and all performing and have that real weight of numbers contributing each and every week, we can certainly surge up the ladder.
Absolutely.
Really quickly. But I think certainly we'll play a lot better footy than what we showed last night throughout the year.
Okay, and one last one on it, because I know you want to put it to bed, and we certainly have. Do you think the Crows are on the right track to win a flag soon? And how soon is soon in your eyes?
I certainly do. I think something that you really need, is, or all good sides need, is a really solid spine. And in 4 weeks' time, we get back a bloke that wears the number 13, and you certainly can't look too far ahead. We need to prepare well for Port Adelaide. But he is a really big piece of the puzzle, not just for this year, but really for the next 10 years. And every good side needs a good centre-half forward, and Taylor is certainly that. So I think we've got some really good up-and-coming players in our midfield. Having Taylor in the forward is going to be really good for us. So I think structurally we have some really good players. We just need to continue to get a real even performance from everyone. If we can do that, I think we can be a consistent high-level performing side.
Can I ask you about the challenge of the captaincy on a game like that? I mean, you take the mantle and you often try and, you know, chuck the team on your back and carry them over the line, which is a fantastic trait of P. Dangerfield that we've come to grow and love. What about the challenges of that on day one?
Yeah, it was certainly a tough night. Some of the harder things is sometimes you need to take a step back, and I don't think I did that perhaps quite as well. I was very eager to try and win the contested ball, but myself and a few others, we were very hard with our hands, and I think Rowie spoke about it earlier on. We just fumbled when we really shouldn't. We needed to have softer hands around the contest, and far too often we fumbled the ball when Geelong were very clean.
Hey, Paddy, showdown Saturday week. Are Port raging favourites?
They will be, and I'm sure we'll be written off throughout the week, given how well Port Adelaide has started and how certainly poor we were in the last quarter. But we certainly don't buy into that. We'll prepare as best we can, and I think it's going to be a great thing for the state. Obviously, without the Rolling Stones having their concert, you know, the first real big function will be the showdown, which is a great thing for the state, I think. And I've got no doubt there'll be 50,000-plus people there watching, and we're certainly going to enjoy the build-up to it.
Has that started already, Paddy? Did build-up for that game, or it starts straight after last night's loss?
Yeah, you have to move on pretty quickly. I mean, certainly we'll review the game on Monday, and there's certainly things that we need to improve on, and we're certainly not going to sweep that under the carpet. So we'll address those things, review the game strongly, and certainly be hard on each other. But we'll look ahead to Port Adelaide, and I know the players, when we walked off the ground yesterday and we were sitting in the rooms, after those sort of games and those sort of losses, you just want to play again straight away.
Yep.
So we're certainly looking forward to playing Port Adelaide and putting our best foot forward.
Well done, Paddy. You battled your heart out under duress. Recover well's the key now. Just recover well. Huge game, Adelaide Oval, Saturday week. Showdown, first game. Oh man, I can just
you're
feel
excited
it
already.
I can feel it building. Paddy, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Rory. Thanks, Bone.
Good on you, Patrick.
Captain Patrick Dangerfield, our guest.